Buenas noches, amigos.
Buenas noches,
hermanos. Good evening. We're doing good? All right. So I actually thought what Russ had shared was pretty deep and good and sufficient. But I've been asked to speak, so I got to say something. And before I do, let's go ahead and pray. Father, we thank you once again for tonight. We thank you that you allow us to gather as brothers, as men who are in each other's lives. And I pray that, Father, we will be there for each other. We will have each other's back. We'll just really help supply what is lacking in each other's faith. Because, Father, we know that we need each other.
That's right.
And we need you, Father. I pray that we will seek you every single day. I pray that I will seek you every single day. And as I speak right now, I pray for your guidance. And I pray that really the lesson would help me. I pray that it would help all of us. And just really help propel us forward as we seek to be our best for Jesus Christ every day. We thank you much. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So please turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
Okay.
Hebrews chapter 12. It's great to be together for our last midweek service of 2019. And, you know, for me, I feel, you know, honored to speak after Ashton, because last midweek it was Ashton who spoke.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ashton and I, we have some connections.
Yeah.
You know, he's from Brooklyn College.
Right.
I am an alumnus of Brooklyn College as well. Go to Brooklyn College, get some knowledge, you know. And both baptized over in Brooklyn. I actually got to know Ashton in Brooklyn. So back when New Jersey used to meet in Parsippany, and I didn't have a car, it was easier to go to Brooklyn for church service than attend church service in New Jersey. And I got to know Ashton back then just as a very handsome, talented, and godly man. But now he's with us in Garden State. He's a Garden State guy now.
Yeah.
And so it was awesome just hearing you last midweek, and then hearing you at the Edgeled service. And it's just great having you in New Jersey. Just got to say that, brother.
Amen.
Got to say that. And it's great being in New Jersey, guys. It's great being part of the East Counties. And it's great being part of the Edge Ministry. Now, I apologize that I have been asked to speak, so you guys will have to bear with me for a few minutes. But I will try not to talk too long. Now, we are familiar, I presume, with the term 2020 vision. So I looked up, I mean, I've used that term. I didn't really know what it meant technically. So I looked it up. The term 2020 vision is a term used to express normal visual acuity. Acuity means clarity and sharpness of vision. It's not bad, you know, throwing a few words and try and sound like I know this stuff. All right? So it's, you know, clear and sharp vision measured at 20 feet distance. So if you have 20/20 vision, you can see clearly at 20 feet that which you should normally be able to see at that distance. You got it? Okay. That's 20/20 vision. Now, there are also other important vision skills that contribute to our overall visual ability. There is peripheral awareness or side vision. There's eye coordination. Depth perception. Okay, perceiving how the distance, depth, how far things are, how near they are, how far they are. There's focusing ability. And there's color vision. So all these things go into our vision and how clear our vision is. Now tonight, if you have normal visual acuity, then good for you. I want to encourage all of us to have exceptional spiritual acuity. Great sharpness to your faith, and also great vision for your life. So I really pray that we will be inspired tonight to have a clear vision for our lives, and to have incredible goals for ourselves for the upcoming year, 2020. And so the title of my lesson is 2020 Vision. 2020 Vision. And so as you develop a personal vision for the year ahead, I'd like to encourage us tonight to remember three things. Now there are many things to remember, but I just want to touch on three tonight. And the first one is remember the joy set before you. Remember the joy set before you. So we're all in Hebrews 12?
Yes, sir.
We're there? So in Hebrews 12, verse 2 and 3, which I'd like us to read right now, we have a very powerful description of Jesus and his crucifixion. And it says here in Hebrews 12, verse 2 and 3, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. This is deep. This is deep. It's inspiring. And we find here, as described, that at the most trying and testing time of Jesus' life, a humiliating, horrific, traumatizing sequence that ended with a slow, agonizing public death, Jesus dug deep. And he found incredible endurance, perseverance, and ultimately victory. So as we read this passage, what's the key to Jesus persevering and so courageously enduring everything that he went through? From what I read here, he had a vision. He focused on his vision, and he never lost sight of his vision. See, his vision at this point, as I read it, was the joy set before him. And that's what gave him strength. That's what gave him resolve to keep on going. He looked beyond the pain, and he had his eyes on the prize. And so, my brothers, as you go through life, and as we all individually set our hearts on having an amazing year ahead in 2020, remember the joy that is set before you. The pages and the chapters of the year 2020, they lie blank before us. And on those pages, they will be filled by your dreams, your exploits, and your amazing victories. It's really been encouraging this year to hear from our sisters and our brothers in the church about dreams and goals that they had, about how they've stepped out in faith and really seen God make things happen. And we've heard the sharing throughout the year. I know just this past Sunday, Mark Persing was sharing how it was his goal, his prayer, to help an international student become a disciple. And it happened just as he prayed. And he helped a tall guy from the Netherlands to become a disciple of Christ. We've heard all sorts of sharing. Dimitri Joseph, he now owns a gym. That's pretty awesome. That was a dream he had had. You know, Marcel Georges, also known as Gorgeous Georges, getting married in 2019. That was pretty awesome. Keith Allen and Annette tying the knot. The Conquerors Life Team and the CIA Life Team having a community impact in Jersey City. All that has gone down in 2018. Elvin and Lily having a baby girl. Cassia having a powerful Nanny's Appreciation Day in Hoboken. That was far more than anything she had even asked or even imagined. Sherry publishing a book. Come on, Carlito. Yeah, that's Mrs. Carlito, a published author. You know, Ray Alfonso becoming a golf champion. That's pretty cool. And you know that Sunday when we had the Hero Sunday? Personally for me, I thought the three young ladies who shared were amazing. Elena, Shamara, and Naomi. And I thought, wow, at such a young age, they're so clear about what they're saying. They have so much confidence in what they stand for. I mean, it's been awesome in 2019, victory after victory after victory. Amen. As people have had dreams, prayed for those dreams, and seen those dreams come true. Now, think about 2020. You might have thought about 2020 already, or you might not. But I want to encourage us to think about the year ahead. Put some goals out there, just things we want to do, things we want to see God do for us. Not necessarily, I want to do this so I can look good. That's not the idea. Just stuff that, this is what we stand for. You know, and your dreams and goals might be for progress that you'd like to see in your life team. You might have dreams and goals for progress that you'd like to see in Garden State Church. Or dreams for the East Counties of Garden State. Maybe you have career goals. To change careers. To grow in your career. To find a career. Perhaps some financial goals. And let me just say this. Richie's got some wisdom when it comes to financial goals. So you can dial up Richie. He's got wisdom. He's young and he's wise. You might have different personal goals. Buy a house, own a business, retire. Maybe goals for your children to grow and do well in different areas. Perhaps goals for your children to become disciples. Goals for helping people to know God and get baptized. You might have goals to grow as a leader. Goals to raise up leaders. Academic goals. Maybe goals to go steady. Or to get engaged. Or to get married. That's RBX in full effect. And so even now as we speak, there is one of the brothers from the Edge Ministry of New Jersey who's over in the Philippines. And he's getting to know a sister over there. It's a tried and tested route, man. It works. Now, some brothers find their queens in the Philippines. But for others, the sister who will make your day is right here in NJ. But either way, it's God. Put the goal out there and let God work. Amen? You might have character goals. Maybe, you know, you want to grow in patience or gentleness or courage or self-discipline. Just different character things. You might want to grow maybe in areas of struggle. Because we all have struggles, right? We are all in this room awesome men of God. You guys are amazing. We are all awesome. We're fearfully and wonderfully made. And yet we also have our struggles. And so you might have goals to grow in certain areas of struggle. Purity, anger, who knows, laziness. There's all sorts of things. We all have different struggles. As a single brother, perhaps it's your goal, and it would be awesome if this was your goal, to be active in just taking out the sisters for encouragement dates. Encourage them. Just help them feel as special as they are. Maybe you have a goal to become a disciple and get baptized. Amen. It's a great goal. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 11. It says in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 11, if you're not yet there, you could just listen. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. And so, the rock, there we go. So as we build our visions, we've got to build on the right foundation, on Jesus. And I believe that building on Jesus includes prayer, just like lots of prayer. Like really putting your goals before God, praying on your own, praying with others, getting others to pray for you. Put it before Christ so that he can give wings to your dreams. And apart from prayer, I think Bible study is essential. And I think we all agree. You know, like getting into the Bible, seeking God's voice, seeking God's direction. Read it like you need it. Get into the Word. And also just getting input from sisters and brothers around you. Reading up on things, depending on what your goals are, you may want to seek advice from people who have knowledge or skill or experience in a particular area where you're looking to grow. It doesn't even have to be a member of the church, but it could be somebody you trust who knows what they're talking about and has very good advice. You know, Ralph Waldo Emerson, the famous poet, this is what he said about enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is one of the most powerful engines of success. When you do a thing, do it with all your might. Put your whole soul into it. Stamp it with your own personality. Be active, be energetic, be enthusiastic and faithful, and you will accomplish your object. Nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm. I love that. And I would say that the joy that is set before us, the joy set before you and I, gives us every reason to have enthusiasm. So dream big and dream bold. God is in the business of making dreams come true. Secondly, I'd like to encourage us to remember what God has done for you. And Russ talked a lot about that earlier. I was glad. I felt like it really fit in with what I wanted to say. And so he said it. He said it better than I could. And so let's just remember what Russ said before I came up here. And I believe he encourages us to think about 2018 and the blessings that God has showered upon us in 2018. 19. I don't know why I keep saying 18. I'm sorry. 2019, all right? Okay. 2019. So think about that. You know, with every goal that we have, there may also be setbacks. With every aspiration that we put out there, oftentimes there's also opposition. And with every opportunity, in many cases, there's also adversity. But as long as we have a vision, we will press on. And we will be strong. Why? Because we're not those who shrink back or hold back or turn back. Instead, in all these things, we're more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. And just going back to Hebrews 12:3 that we had read earlier, you know, it refers to just the temptation to grow weary and lose heart. And that happens, doesn't it? You start out all gung-ho, excited. It's like, wow, it's like nothing's going to stop me now. And then over time, we feel drained. Like just exhausted. We lose our inspiration. We feel defeated. It happens. And that's why in Hebrews 12, verse 3, we're told, look at Jesus. Fix our eyes on Jesus so that we will not grow weary or lose heart. When David saw Goliath, what did he do? He remembered and he reasoned about his experiences tending sheep. In 1 Samuel 17, so this is the section from verse 34 to 37. In 1 Samuel 17, this is where we find David reasoning. So he faces Goliath, this giant, this scary guy, this champion of champions, who struck terror even in the hardiest of soldiers in the Israelite army. And this is what he says in 1 Samuel 17 from verse 34. David says, your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it, and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. So what's David doing at this point? He's remembering what God has done for him. He's remembering how God has shown his power in David's life before. And that then sets him up for his vision of what God will do in the present. And so that's why he goes on. He says, this uncircumcised Philistine will be just like one of them. The Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine. And so that's really what it's all about. Being able to remember what God has done. How far God has brought each one of us. The blessing. Yeah, we have challenges. Of course we have challenges. But God has been so good to us. Think about those things. Just like Russ said. And the more clearly we see what God has done for us, I think the more clearly will be our vision for what he will continue to do for us as we go forward. And so thirdly and lastly for tonight, brothers, let's remember that Satan wants to destroy you. That is a reality. So remember the joy set before you. Remember what God has done for you. But let's also remember that Satan wants to destroy you. Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. Are we there?
Yep.
All right, awesome. You guys are quick. So 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Peter says, be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a cute little pussycat going meow, meow. Surely not. Because your enemy, my enemy, our enemy, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Satan wants to devour you. He wants to destroy you. Now, as we said earlier, among the important vision skills, we said there's peripheral awareness, right? Side vision. Eye coordination. Yeah? Depth perception. We said all those things, right? There's a focusing ability. Color vision. all this goes into our, you know, clarity of how we see things. In our spiritual life, it's the same thing, I believe. We need to not only see what's ahead of us and in front of us, we need to be able to see what's happening all around us. Because as we aim for great goals and amazing dreams in 2020, you don't know what side Satan is going to come from as he tries to bring you down. He may try to use a workplace situation. You know Satan's always up to tricks. Maybe use a weakness that he knows that you're dealing with. Maybe try and use people around you to convince you with all sorts of ungodly thoughts. Maybe battles with purity. Try to get you to compromise on purity, or try to get you back into pornography, or, you know, put seductive women and seductive men in your path. Maybe try and use situations in the church. I'm just throwing a few things that he might do. You don't know. I don't know what he's going to do. But that's the whole point. We've got to be ready for anything. He might try and use relationships. Put you at odds with people in your life. It could be relatives, co-workers, roommates, people in your life team, people somewhere else in the church. It could be your wife, your kids. He might try and use doubt, get you to doubt God, doubt God's word, doubt God's purpose for your life. It could be finances. You know, money-related things can get a bit sticky sometimes. And there may be situations and complications. Satan could try and use that to get you down, get me down. Health issues, all sorts of stuff. We don't know exactly what Satan has prepared for you, but you're aware that he definitely wants to destroy you. That is a certainty. So we've got to be on top of our game. You know, I think about this thing, this whole idea of like peripheral vision. And I was thinking about Lamar Jackson. That's who came to mind. You know, Lamar Jackson of the Baltimore Ravens. Their quarterback. You guys have heard of Lamar Jackson, right?
Yeah.
You guys seen him on TV?
Yeah.
Man, the guy, he's something else. And of course, you know, he's got, you know, the opponents, the best defenses. Folks prepare for him. That's the thing. Folks actually prepare for him. And they come after him from all sides. But he always seems to have an answer.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where you come from. He sees you somehow. Then he'll duck, he'll dodge, he'll scramble, he'll swivel. He'll throw a long pass. He'll rush. He does all sorts of things. He's got a full box of tricks. You know, 2 weeks ago when they were playing the Rams, he scored on every single drive, or the Ravens scored on every single drive with the ball in Lamar's hands. Then he set out the last drive, gave the ball to RG3. His work was done for the day. But the thing is, he just does a great job of being aware of where folks are coming from and almost always makes the right play. And so what I'm saying, brothers, is as you aim for your dreams, beware of Satan's schemes. You know, recently it came to light that, so my son had shared this with his mentors. I didn't know this, but he shared it with them. And it came to light that my son said that my wife and I ought to get divorced. And I didn't know he felt that way, but he felt that way. And so the reason he felt that way is just, I mean, I don't think we need a divorce personally. That's not one of my goals for 2020. But the thing is that, and the sad truth is that actually Georgiana and I, we argue a lot. We argue a lot. It's been a theme for however long we've been married. I'm trying to remember how long we've been married. I think it's almost 25 years. I'm not sure. But anyway, it's been a theme. And it's really, and so it reached a point where it really got to him. And it disturbed him. And he's raised it before. I mean, he's brought it up. He's raised it before. You know, we've raised it, you know, like, go for discipling and stuff like that. And it's something I know I need to change. So brothers, pray for me, pray with me, help me out. So, you know, at this point, I feel like, you know, that perhaps my wife and I need to just take it a step higher and get just like some professional, like therapy, counseling, you know, Christian-based. Because it's like, it can't continue. And it's my fault that it has continued. But the point I'm trying to make, though, Satan's going to come after every single one of us. From one direction or another. Or from many directions all at once. So it comes back to what we said earlier. Prayer. Lots of it. Bible study that gives you information and brings transformation. Involving trustworthy others in your life. And so, my brothers tonight, the awesome East Counties brothers, the Bravehearts who actually show up for midweek service. You guys, us guys, as brothers, as we each set a clear, glorious, and victorious vision for ourselves for the year 2020, let us remember the joy set before you. Remember what God has done for you, and remember that Satan wants to destroy you. I just ask you, brothers, to focus your spiritual sight. Keep your light shining bright. Don't lose the fight. And God helping us, everything will be all right. So good night and sleep tight.